Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. Enjoy the fire. Our fire's burning and crackling along. Enjoy that imagery. Welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. And as always, it is my pleasure to spend some time with you. Thank you so much for investing your time to learn about some strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge. It may be the spark of a better solution. That might be the positive change that you are seeking to create in your life. So how have you been since, oh my gosh, if you're listening to me regularly, since Saturday? Take a deep breath. Give yourself a treat. And take another deep breath. And give yourself another treat. Ooh, yeah. I think we'd remember how to breathe. It's one of my favorite things to remind myself, to remind clients, that one of the best things that you can do for your brain, for your body, is to take several slow, deep breaths every hour. Gets more oxygen to your brain, helps you think clearly. So take another slow, deep breath. Hope that helps you feel better. And if not, feel free to take another deep breath. So hopefully now you've got your brain all full of oxygen and ready to focus and pay attention and think more clearly. Tonight we're going to focus on sparks of sparks. Hopefully I have all my keys as the Carings did a dive and change number as I arrived home. So Saturday, we focused on sparks, the gift of health with Lynette Patterson, who's a strategic life coach. She shared some wonderful tips, resources to give the gift of health to yourself and others. So if you missed it, it's out there. It's in the archives, so pop over and take a listen. I also would like to share with you a link if you're interested in reduced calorie, brain healthy recipes for the holidays. Dr. Daniel Amen has posted a list of family recipes that his family enjoys, and that is at www.amenclinics.com. A-M-E-N, clinics, C-L-I-N-I-C-S, .com/blog, B-L-O-G. And over on the left, I believe, look for brain-healthy recipes. Brain-healthy Thanksgiving. Brain-healthy. I'll double-check for you, because I know I'll be making several of those recipes. So tonight, in our segment, we'll be focusing on sparks of sparks, sort of a potpourri of resources and ideas that I've run across since Saturday in conversations with clients, with coaches, that you may be able to put to use in your life. right before this radio show recording started, I had a call with Lynette as my coach. And we got to talking about the illusion of balance, and it being an illusion because truly, how can we keep our attention on so many areas of our life simultaneously? Depending on, you know, whose work you're reading, how many life areas are you looking at? There are life wheels that have 10. Sometimes they're broken into 16. Pillars may, you know, you may be looking at 7 life pillars or areas. But how can you, it's hard to keep your focus equally on all of those things at once. And really, what we're doing is shifting our attention. And we were discussing that we have priorities, and sometimes as we're putting our attention in one area and being proactive, as one of Covey's 7 habits talks about, as you're planning and you're working in quadrant 2, which are things that are important but not urgent, urgent shows up. Urgent and important, and urgent and not important. And, you know, are we distinguishing between those two categories of urgent and the level of importance? Because that will pull our attention from other things we had intended to accomplish or intended to pay attention to. And often we shift attention away from our health until there's an issue, a medical challenge, crisis, that puts our attention completely on our health. I twisted my back last week doing something that I didn't think was strenuous. Apparently my body did, and in my lumbar lower back area, and it's been slowly healing, and I waited several days and before it snapped, crackled itself back into alignment, and so then of course now I've got strained muscles from walking crooked and, you know, instead of pausing, taking care of myself right away, created more of a challenge in that healing process of taking longer, which is taking attention off of other things like exercise. And when I'm now in the heating stage, you know, I'm not able to do other things because I'm sitting with heating, hot packs. So it's about trade-offs. It's about juggling and prioritizing. And balance is an illusion. I think when we strive to have balance. Really what we want to have is a sense of peace about things, and as we're shifting our attention and looking at where we need to put our attention any particular time, this particular day, how are things lining up? How are things coming together? So take another deep breath. Let it out. Lynette shared she just recently written an article about balance and in a similar vein, because I was sharing I had read some pieces about balance being an illusion. And unfortunately, I don't remember. I'd have to look up the sources of saying truly is it balance or truly is it a sense of prioritizing. And saying, you know what, right now my attention is here because... And involve your family members, your friends, in that process. So, where are you putting your attention for prioritizing now? And as we head into the holiday season with more demands on our time and attention and more responsibilities and more things to get done, we sometimes lose the joy. We sometimes lose the perspective because of all we're trying to add into an already packed schedule. So what can we do that will actually make it more effective for us? You know, and maybe it's giving yourself permission to release some of the things that you do. If it's causing you more stress, if it's causing you more challenge than bringing joy, maybe this year, what can we do differently? Maybe how can you involve other people more or prioritize, there's that P word again, where you're spending your time and energy so that you are getting results you want and you can enjoy the process. As my friend Carol tells me, one day you're going to wake up and say, what happened? What is my life? It is not a dress rehearsal. It is live, real time, and we don't get to rewind. We don't get to fast forward. So knowing this is the only day you have, the only time you have is now, how are you investing it? You know, and I've shared recently that, you know, one of my passions is to really and truly be effective as a parent for my son and to give him the best that I can in supporting his growth. And to do that, I need to choose differently sometimes and really ask myself. And it doesn't mean always doing everything for him. It means putting it in perspective and the need and having the conversation with him rather than having that stressed out reaction or the, you know, as I sometimes imagine seeing myself flailing arms and, you know, who is that? And we most of us have those moments where we look and we say, that's not the person I really want to be. And I really want to have better communication, better health, better relationships with my family. And so in those moments where you've got quiet, when you've got calm, which may be early in the morning before people are awake or at night when people are in bed, to have some time to prioritize, to put perspective on things. So how is it that you prioritize? What strategies do you use? What tools do you use to help you keep track of all the demands and all the to-dos and to truly look at how many of those to-dos are must-dos, how many of the to-dos are I'd really like to do that, how many of the to-dos are should-dos? And one of my favorite stories is that we need to stop shooting on ourselves. And that's spelled S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G. But it feels like the other. Because when you shoot on yourselves, when I shoot on myself, usually it creates negative feelings. It creates stress. Doing things out of obligation, by whose should is it? Who are they who say that I should do whatever? You know, if I can get shit out of the language and say I choose to do this, I choose to take a 30-minute break from whatever I'm doing and watch a sitcom. I need a brain break. I want to laugh instead of feeling guilty while I'm doing it because there are all these things that need my attention, my focus. It's like, wait a minute, what if Alex and I together, my son and I, watch Star Wars Clone Wars, for example. He loves that. And then we talk about it. I enjoy Star Wars. And so that's something that we can share together. It gives me a brain break from writing or reading or whatever I'm working on without the guilt, that we can release the guilt and enjoy the moment to truly, as David Ellis says in Becoming a Master Student, be where you are when you are there. Do what you are doing when you are doing it. How often are we doing one thing and thinking about something else? We're at work, we're thinking about home. We're at home, we're thinking about work. What if we, just for the next hour, or maybe just the next 10 minutes, I'm going to be where I am when I'm there. I'm going to do what I'm doing when I'm doing it. If I am playing a game with my family, if I am reading, whatever it is, I'm going to focus on the moment, focus on what I'm doing, how I'm feeling about it, truly work to be in the moment with that experience, even with the ones that are less exciting, like household chores for me. I have a friend who loves doing household chores. I wish she was closer. because I have to really do some psychological reframing and language around getting excited with those things. So you could try. Be where you are when you're there and do what you're doing when you're doing it. Be in the moment. So that's another strategy to help with the prioritizing, to help with, you know, we fall into this superwoman, superman kind of syndrome. We have to be, you know, we have to excel at being a parent. We have to excel in the workplace. We excel in community service. It's all about, oh, my goodness. And we wonder the stress. And who are we comparing ourselves to? What standard are we trying to measure up to? Last night I had the opportunity to go through a 360 assessment, 360-degree assessment that's available through Kevin Eikenberry's Remarkable Leadership Program. And as I've mentioned before on Spark, I'm currently involved in a certification program to be a certified coach with Remarkable Leadership. And part of the process was having people complete a 360 assessment, and I did as well, about me. And last night I had my coaching session with Kevin Eikenberry, who served as my coach for that hour, went through the assessment, you know, where are the strengths, where are areas to assess gaps, what insights I had about different gaps between how I self-evaluated and my manager and colleagues evaluated me. And, you know, one of the interesting insights coming out of that I want to share, because I think this may apply to more of us as well, is that in a number of areas around certain tasks, other people rated me higher than I rated myself. My insight about that was that they see the final outcome in terms of projects and change and those types of things. They don't see the process I go through, you know. Adapts to change easily. It may look like that when they see the end result or my languaging around it. Initially, I'm a pessimist by birth and an optimist by choice. So my first reaction is negative, and I need to flip it, spin it, reframe it with a more positive perspective. And over time, the length of time I spend in that reframing phase is shorter. And that's the goal for me, so that it becomes effortless. Well, there's still going to be some effort, but closer to effortless. And we learn through the process. And while I may look at the process and think, oh, I don't do this well enough, I need to improve how I put seminars together, how I organize those, because if I had more time, if I did this, and this, well, when I look at how other people see the end result, they're seeing it as highly effective or very effective. So my insight from that was, if it's working for me, in the sense of my natural brain processing style, using my talent, my strength of facilitating, then who should am I looking at of how I should be doing it? It's a good question. Something interesting just happened to my Blog Talk switchboard. I'm not exactly sure where it went. Okay, it's coming back. That's a good thing, because I was just about to give out a phone number. So if you have a question or a strategy around Sparks for Your Life, please let me know. Not sure what else was open on the computer. Hopefully it wasn't critical, because it's gone. If you have questions about the idea of balance, prioritizing, please give me a call at 347-215-8390. or if you are, on the computer by chat room, there we go. See if we can get the chat session to cooperate with me here. Very odd. So we'll have to see what happens. In the meantime, let me know if you have questions or ideas. We'll go back to discussing about, you know, where your shoulds are coming from. And are they supporting you, helping you, or are they adding stress? And evaluate those shoulds. And changing the language. Language is powerful for your brain and mind. So what is it you want? What works for you? And to state it positively so that your brain can work with you rather than against you. Or it'll feel against you because your brain can only deal with what you put in there. So if you're talking about what you do not want, do not think of pink elephants. Do not visualize pink elephants, even for a split second. And for the majority of people who think in images, there's a pink elephant, even a flash before it changes color. Or, you know, and someone will say, well, I didn't think of a pink elephant, I thought of a pink gorilla. And if we really looked, yeah, our brain has challenges with knots and negations. And so when you say, I do not want stress, what your brain hears is, I do want stress. It skips the knot. So to state things in the form of what you want to have more peace in your life or more confidence or more joy. Focus on what you do want more of because that sets up your reticular activating system to bring to your awareness things in your environment as well as things internally that support that. And so you become aware of opportunities and resources and people that will support your new belief or your new goal or direction. So what are you putting in? What are you programming? You know, as computers do garbage in, garbage out. As Earl Nightingale in The Strangest Secret says, you become what you think about all day long. Your mind doesn't care what you put in. It's going to give you what you put in. Just like the soil doesn't care if you plant corn or if you plant deadly nightshade, which is poison. It will return to you whatever you plant. So what are you planting? Are you planting success? Are you planting joy? Are you planting big dreams that you can achieve and know that you can achieve and talk about the progress that you're making, the do's rather than the do nots? Those are all strategies that will help you in terms of prioritizing, in terms of looking at progress over perfection, as Lynette and I discussed and I wrote about in a blog recently, that when you focus on progress over perfection, we get so much more done, and we celebrate progress, which motivates us to make more progress. When we focus on perfection, which is humanly, our brain looks at perfection, no, not happening, and it creates some demotivation. And so think about your languaging. Language is so, so powerful. How do you talk to yourself? If you talk to your friends like to talk to yourself, would you have any? That's another one of my favorites. Talk to yourself. Make that voice in your head a supportive coach, a dear friend. Who talks to you that way? It's another spark that can help you to feel the peace, to feel the joy. Because life is about change and growth. So much as we are hoping that our children will stay young forever, that we'll have our health forever, that et cetera, the one certainty in life is change. So if we focus on enjoying the moment, to making the good memories that we want to have to focus on, enjoying peace in the process, and celebrating the progress, we notice different outcomes. We feel differently. You know, have you thought about what motivates you? Do you tend to move toward positive outcomes, or do you tend to move away from negative consequences? It's important to know about yourself. And while we all like to say, oh, I'm motivated by positive outcomes and rewards, maybe, or truly underneath it, those are a nice bonus that we get in addition to avoiding the pain of a negative consequence. And then develop your motivators accordingly. Choose them wisely. So that's another show in and of itself. Boy, this chat window is just not opening up, so I apologize. And then I've also lost my switchboard link again. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's see if we can get it back. Technology is wonderful when it works, challenging when it doesn't. My tech still hasn't had a chance to address the virus that's in my computer. Even with the firewall, even with the virus software, we've still got something. And I'm hoping that with the way that I logged in tonight, I didn't open it up to a virus on my husband's computer. So I could be getting into some serious... I think I'm going to have to start over here. And so, you know, when we do these radio shows and we are a producer as well as our interviewer or... there we go. Speaker. There's that funky vertical arrow. I've not seen that way before on the left. Oh, I don't know. What's it doing? So, yes, being distracted and saying, oh, my gosh, I really wish this was going smoothly. How fascinating is Ben Zander's response when things go less than expected, when he notices mistakes? It's fascinating because now we know where we need to focus attention to improve. So mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn, Jane Nelson says in her book, Positive Discipline, which is sitting over there on my shelf. I need to grab that as I'm working with my son on changing our morning routine so that it's more joyful, more fun, translation, less stressful. And I found in shifting my languaging to comments that are positive, when he's doing well, and good job, keep it up. I tend to get more of the good job than when I talk about what he's not doing. He goes slower. You know, do you do that yourself? Do you slow down when you're not getting the results that you'd like? There we go, got my switchboard back. And so truly, what is it that will help you? Excuse me. Got a tickle. I needed to cough. Sorry about that. So what is it that will help you to have more peace, to prioritize? What can you do? If you haven't taken a deep breath in the last half an hour or 20 minutes since we started, treat yourself. Inhale blessings and exhale gratitude so that you can give your brain extra oxygen. Also slows down your system. It's hard to take slow, deep breaths and keep going at high speed. It allows you to refocus. It allows you to change the physical state of your body. So inhale blessings. Think about what you feel blessed to have in your life. And on your exhale, think about what you're, how you feel that you're grateful for those. And repeat as often as needed. If you find you're extremely tense, very stressed, treat yourself to 30 seconds. Inhaling blessings and exhaling gratitude. And notice a change in your physical and emotional state and your ability to concentrate. Very, very powerful. And so, with my system challenges, I'm seeing that we still have 15 minutes remaining. So if you're on live, and you'd like to talk about the strategies that you use, give me a call, 347-215-8390. I'd love to talk with you and share your ideas. I've shared some of Lynette Patterson's as we were talking earlier on our coaching call, some particular resources and tools that I use to try to help find that peace and be in the moment. Because if you can be the zebra, as one of my seminars is entitled, you can reduce your stress and increase your joy. Because you're in the moment. Be the Zebra, the title comes from Robert Sapolsky's book, Why Zebras Don't Have Ulcers. And it's their ability to stay in the moment. That when there's threats, there's real threat right now, there's a hyena on the horizon, they're at risk of being lunched, their physical system kicks up, adrenaline's released, so they can flee. And once they flee, the hyena gets distracted, finds another lunch, no hyena on the horizon, the cortisol is released, the system slows down, and the zebra's enjoying grazing again. As humans, one of the challenges around being able to think about the past and think about the future is that we relive the stressful moments of our past, and we worry about what might happen, the potential negatives in the future. So we create artificial stress. And our brain can't tell the difference between a real event and a vividly imagined event. And so it's as if you're in that physical stress right now, this moment, and your body reacts that way. Our brain was designed to deal with stress in about 30-second bursts. The immediate quick rush of adrenaline up, cortisol down. It's a simplified view. However, we keep ourselves under stress a whole lot more than 30-second blocks. So if we can find that goal of sparks to create more peace through how you prioritize, through giving yourself permission to focus on progress rather than perfection, to honor your natural style, to please yourself, and somewhere along the line, and I look at it this way. When we were younger and our parents wanted to teach us about sharing and about giving to other people and about manners, it was, we put other people first. We offer to other people. We think about their needs as a way to help us shift from the world revolves around us as kids. Well, sometimes we take that into adulthood and we become the people pleasers. And we try to take care of everybody else first. And then we're, at the end, almost depleted because we've given, given, given. And so when you please yourself, when you do things that honor you, what things that bring you joy, the passions in your life, you refuel, you fill yourself up, which allows you to have more to flow out to other people. It's when you do things to please other people and they're at a high cost to you because that's not who you really are. Those are things that are challenging for you to do. Rather than doing what brings you joy, it's tough. So give yourself permission to focus on progress rather than perfection. To prioritize based on what's important to you. To pause. Just press the pause button and breathe. And to restore your power. Lots of P's. As I'm writing this list, I'm seeing P's all over. So sparks of adding P's to your life. Permission to prioritize based on your passions. Figuring out what your passions are. Give yourself permission to feel peace. In the moment, to focus your attention on the now. And then you also, something that prioritizes and can focus on other people. And which people are in your life? And are those people supportive of you? Or do those people, would they be better being released from your life? Would you be better if you released them from your life? And sometimes, well, that's challenging. If it's our children, if they're teenagers, or they're going through some stress or behavior that we look at and go, who are you? You know, we can't necessarily release them from our life, but maybe we can release our expectations around what we think they should be doing right now versus what if I look at them right now where they are? If I look at the world through their eyes and I get a different perspective, there's another P word. So not only can I look at the world through their perspective, then I also can examine my perspective. And am I projecting, oh my goodness, more P's, am I projecting my experience, my beliefs, my expectations to that situation? Because for me, that would upset me, or that would cause certain feelings, certain memories to come forward for me. And so I project that onto them, whereas their experience may be different. And yes, we want to teach children our values. We want them to understand our values, and we hope that they will adopt them. And then we need to realize that I can model my values, I can teach you my values, and I need to release you to choose your values. And hopefully I've modeled enough and walked the talk enough that when it's time for you to truly choose your values, your perspective, that you'll choose positive values. Another P. And PMA is another great tool around prioritizing. And we talked about it a little bit earlier, optimism versus pessimism. And choosing, you know, the amount of time it takes you to spin it to a more positive perspective. And we have often more energy around positives. The book Positivity, and the author's escaping me, the research behind positivity, and you can go to positivity.com, and there's a free assessment you can take there to see how positive you are. But that research says that if we can get to the ratio of 3 positives to every 1 negative, that we'd be high-performing. Teams that talk, that when you look at their statements, if they have 3 positives to every negative, high-performing team. Do you talk in a 3-to-1 ratio? Do you think in a 3-to-1 ratio? So if you're going to slam yourself, that, you know, that voice in your head's on attack mode, can you come up with 3 positives behind that attack comment? You know, and there was a Saturday Night Live skit with, I think his name was Stuart Smalley. I didn't watch it often. I think I saw it once or twice. But people who knew me and my commitment to PMA would often put that out there. You know, I'm something enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Can't remember what the person was. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. And you know what? That's okay. It's a great thing to say, because what if you were planting that seed? I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. You know, someone else said that, you know, people love me, they just don't know it yet. And Donna Black had her name too. She's a speaker. She's a Carol Burnett of Credit Union, but I can see her face. She does a lot of work with call centers and service. Becky McCrary is her name, BECKYMCTRARY, McCrary. And, yeah. And if you believe that about people, if you believe, you know what, they like me, they just don't know it yet. And we treat people as if they like us. We think, or we never have to say that out loud to them. It just may change how we react to them. So hopefully in all the P's we've discussed tonight, you found some P's to help you prioritize, to address your perspective so that you can have peace in your life. And if the focus is peace and joy through sparks, it will help you get there. And truly, life is about experiencing joy and living in joy. So I invite you to, again, if you haven't heard last Saturday's interview with Lynette on Sparks of the Gift of Health, I invite you to go there to treat yourself to some wonderful tips and strategies so that you can enjoy the holidays and still make healthy choices. You can give the gift of health to yourself and to others. And as always, I challenge you to take at least one action on something that you heard in this segment. Something that either was a reminder for you, so, oh yes, I've heard that before, or I used to do that, I wonder why I stopped. I want to start that again. Or, wow, that was intriguing. I've never tried that. I think this week I'll try that. My goal this week is to talk to myself the way I talk to people that I care about. Something. One action. Just one. And you can always come back later and listen to the segment again for more ideas. You could share them with people you care about. My thanks to you for being here and for taking action to create a positive change in your life. Another P. Great resources, great websites. And the most important in all of that is your choice, your free will to do what it is that helps you to create the life you desire and deserve. That you can have peace and joy. That you fuel yourself. That you refill yourself. So that you have more to give to others. I will talk to you again one more time before the United States celebrates Thanksgiving. It is a time to focus on thanks and gratitude. So hopefully you will have time to inhale blessings and exhale gratitude in the week ahead. Treat yourself to deep breathing. Treat yourself well, because you do deserve it. And the best place to start is with you. So may you make positive choices in the week ahead to support your passions, to restore your power, the power to choose in your life, to focus on progress rather than perfection, to prioritize so that you can have more peace in the moment. You can choose a positive perspective and relanguage. You can enjoy a positive mental attitude, and you can plant positive perspectives, positive goals, positive dreams into your mind so that you get amazing positive results. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.